Hey, welcome to the 200th episode of Wolf's Watch. Thanks for being with us. I'm Wolf, and I want to talk a little bit about perspective today. You know, it's a 200th episode, and it's kind of a fun day in history. Look at some of the things that happened on this day in history, other than this being, guess what, the 200th episode of Wolf's Watch, other big events in history. We're going to talk about that and a little bit about perspective. You know, I hope you're having a fabulous Friday, and queuing up a couple of things I want to share here. You know, on perspective, here's something that comes to mind. Now, how do you get this screen share set up for you? We're using our new countdown timer. Gonna see if there's been some fun stuff going on around that. But think about perspective. We're gonna talk about perspective for a second. I went to a shopping mall I hadn't been to for a long time, and this is what I saw. They took the courtyard area and set it up as a kid's play area. They put in, you can see some of this here. If you're watching the cursor down here in the lower right-hand corner, they put in artificial grass, created a space for people to be able to sit in the sun. You know, this is Southern California, so there's a fair amount of sunshine. And they had this really fun train for kids. And I really think the adults were enjoying it even more than the kids were, that went around the whole open center area in the shopping mall. Because there's, so this picture was taken from the second floor looking across the area that's enclosed on, it's on three sides, like a giant horseshoe, and it's open where you walk in from the parking lot. And I just thought that was a fun repurposing of what was, you know, otherwise empty space. What do you do with all that area? And sometimes they set up like a farmer's market, and sometimes they have it as a play area. The train, I particularly thought, was a nice touch, and it was fun watching, you know, the parents taking their kids, the adults that were borrowing kids so they could get on the train and have fun. I don't know that for a fact. It just, we were joking about that. You know, to make use of an area that otherwise, again, would just be empty space. So it creates a playful atmosphere, a way for people to just hang out in a retail space. So the longer they're there, the more likely they are to spend money, right? This is a business show. So it's making it playful and fun for people to hang out and enjoy being there, which makes them more likely to do business with the companies that are leasing space in the shopping mall. And this was something I found particularly smart inside the shopping mall. They had, you know, you've probably seen this where there's cars. This was an electric commuter car that's just hitting the market. It's from Canada, I believe. And something on the order of about $18,000 for the base model, which surprised me. It was less than I thought it would be, not insignificant in price, but for something that's such a specialty, unique specialty car, it seemed worth taking a look at in that price range. But here's the thing. They had a great presentation. It's set up right in a big open central area in the mall. It is this was at the Del Amo Fashion Center in Torrance, California. The intent of the mall is to be a little more upscale. So the audience, they probably had the right target audience for this particular product. And they made it fun to hang out and talk. You know, they had a couple of salespeople that were really knowledgeable about their vehicle, made it possible to get in and take pictures. They were fun and cooperative, going, hey, can I take up? Oh, yeah, we'd love to. Took some photos. So it made a fun way to introduce the car. So it's following on that theme of making it playful. In a way, they took people's, you know, contact information so that they could follow up with them. It's a playful way to introduce their product, and the product was appropriate for the area. So this would be a great, the target market here is commuter, like to have a runabout. If you're driving to work by yourself, it's just a single seater. So if you're driving to work by yourself and not going a great distance, this isn't going to be a long haul car. It's not like a Tesla where you can go on a road trip. Around town, though, running errands to work and back. That's, you know, that's something that is very doable. And it just made for a fun experience. Interior was designed really well as well. I found that comfortable. A little bit of a challenge to get in and out. Sorry, jumped ahead there. A little bit of a challenge to get in and out. Once I was in the car, I was surprised at how comfortable and how the space opened up a little bit. Great perspective of putting something that wouldn't necessarily expect to see at a shopping mall that was in the right place and fit with the theme of the overall property, that overall shopping mall area. Because again, this is at Del Amo Fashion Center, which is a huge mall complex. and I think it's like sixth largest in the nation, used to be farther up on that list, but it's a huge area, huge property, and it made it fun. More on perspective. So this is from hiking. So think about this. And again, this comes back to perspective in your life, in your business, in the people you're working with, how you're looking at your customers and your team, the community you support. So this is looking out towards the ocean on one of the trails that like just come around a corner. So I want to show you what small shifts in perception really can reveal to put a fine point on that thought. So here's looking in one direction. So turn 90 degrees. Whoop, that's turning 180 degrees. Turn 90 degrees, and here's what you see. So here's the shot, right? It's where we just came from on the trail. So you're walking on a trail, you turn around, you look back, that's where you just came from. Kind of a little bit overcast, a little bit foggy, because this is up just high enough altitude right on the coast that you get into the clouds a little bit, the marine layer. But some beautiful red bougainvillea, still blooming, it's green, springtime. In a couple of weeks, this whole area is going to be brown, because of the we're in the dry season. April is the end of the rainy season in Southern California. So things will be getting dry fast. But turn 90 degrees, this is what you see. Not really appealing. You know, beautiful walk, and all of a sudden, here's this kind of back alley walkway between the houses. Very nice houses in this particular neighborhood. Still, look at this going, not very much of a zen moment. Turn 90 degrees, looking for... skipped it. Yeah. Turn 180 degrees from that, right? So this is what's at your back. When you see this, when you turn around to see what is behind your back, this is what you see. Beautiful view. You know, and these yellow flowers, I don't know what the name of it is. They're not native to the area, but they've really taken over. They have a slight scent it almost smells like chamomile. So it's just, but there's this beautiful view out on the ocean. You can see the coastal cliffs along Southern California. There's a couple of ranches at the bottom of this hill. So this is about 800 feet, 1,000 feet above the coastline at this point. So then turn again to look at where you're going on the trail. And this is what you see. Nice, beautiful trail. But, the sense of safety, you're on the cliffs, because here... get a sense very much you're standing on the edge of the cliff. So you can see it. If you look at the foreground in this photo, a couple feet forward, you wander off this trail a couple feet forward, it's a good 100, 150 foot drop into the canyon. When you turn 90 degrees to the left from this photo, looking forward on the trail that you're on, this is the view. Safety, it's a wide path. It's very well groomed. You're around houses, so you're not really out in the wilderness. It's a nice nature area that's preserved. This is a preserve that has hiking trails in it that is adjacent to, again, some really nice houses that have ocean views. But you're still in the city. You're still in a neighborhood surrounded by people. Even though with a slight shift, a 90-degree shift, you could be, it seems like maybe you're miles from anything. So it's what's the perspective? Where are you looking? Determines what you're seeing. And that may sound obvious, but think about that. Where are you looking? And do you shift your perspective? Do you work at shifting your perspective? So if you're looking in this direction, if you just step back, detachment's big, play chess a little bit, step back, detach, so you can see the whole scene, and then turn and look over here, or maybe even turn 90 degrees. How does that shift? It may not be physical so much as just a perception change. Just a few degrees makes a big difference. That's my wife teases me that's why I see things differently than a lot of other people do, because I'm a few degrees off anyway, if you know what I mean. If you know me, if we've had a chance to spend some time breaking bread, just a bit of a bubble off, but that can be an advantage when applied properly. So it's about perspective, and what is your perspective? Work at shifting that perspective. Have people around you that help you see things from, just a couple degrees off. It makes a huge difference. You're either looking at the trail that you've been on, you're looking at the side alley that you're walking past, you're seeing the path forward, or, the four examples that we just looked at, or you're looking off to the other side and seeing the beautiful view from a cliff top. So who do you surround yourself with and helps you make those types of perception changes, perspective changes, and that have different perspectives from yourself in order to be able to see things differently and to learn from that? You know, I mentioned at the beginning of this, and you know, I'm fascinated with history, and I was looking at going, you know, yeah, it's our 200th episode. What else has happened on this day in history other than the earth-shattering 200th episode of Wolf's Watch? I know I've repeated that a bunch, just having some fun with it. But you know, what I hadn't thought about was in 1990, just think about it, only 32 years ago. For some of us, it's only 32 years ago. For as you're watching this, you may be going, 32 years ago, oh my gosh, that's forever and then some. 32 years ago, that's within a generation, the wrecking cranes began, I'm getting this from onthisday.com, wrecking cranes began tearing down the Berlin Wall at the Brandenburg Gate. So the Iron Curtain was officially being pulled down on this day in 1990. That's not that long ago. There was a massive change in the world because the physical division between East and West, between freedom and oppression, between self-rule and autocracy, between self, a free enterprise-driven economy versus a socialism-driven economy, that physical division was brought down. The massive celebration at the time. You may have seen some of the videos of, you know, of the celebrations that were going on when the cranes began pulling the wall down. Just an incredible time. Really kind of marked the official end of World War II in a sense too, because that was a division that started at the end of World War II between the USSR and the NATO countries. Huge, huge point in history. And also unleashed a lot of energy that moved in negative directions as well as positive directions. And one of the concerns I had at that time is going, geez, you know, because there was all of this, and you may not be old enough to remember this, but there was all of this tension about, is there going to be a nuclear war between East and West? Is there going, we had drills. I remember having the, you know, we used to call them the kiss your butt goodbye drills. You'd be crawling underneath your desk and hunker down in case of a nuclear bomb. Like that's going to help you if someone, you know, if a nuclear bomb were dropped on your city. But it was, you know, just preparation. There was that constant reminder that, yeah, you know what, you know, day-to-day living is good, but there was this tension in the background of, you know, we could have World War III at any moment. It didn't happen. 1990, wall comes down, changes international relations, changes the face of the world. The internet really starts taking off. We get the World Wide Web shortly after that. But also there's that, all that energy gets released. Do we turn that amongst, you know, onto each other? Or do we band together and start building the future we really want to have? Well, in 1992, 2 years after that, on this day, there were the LA riots. Think about that. Just 2 years later, eating each other alive in Los Angeles. And I worked cleanup for, I watched in absolute horror on the way home from work. I was on the 405, an elevated section of the 405 freeway through Santa Monica. Coming down out of the Santa Monica Mountains, it took 3.5 hours to get home from where I worked. And it was normally a 45-minute drive because the traffic was, so many of the freeways were closed and so much of the city was burning. And from that perspective, you know, I always wished I'd had a camera with me at the time. From that perspective, all you could see is just this wall of flame and smoke to the east, where much of it, you know, where it looked like all of LA was burning and it was just going to burn all the way through to the ocean. That wasn't the case, but it really put a perspective on, you know, now that this energy is released from the fall of the Berlin Wall, the Iron Curtain, that what happens with that? What do we do with it? Do we eat each other alive? Sure looked like that was what was going to happen then. I worked cleanup for 2 days after that. And the riots went on for many days and the reactions were unbelievable. You know, some of the people I worked with weren't able to come to work because they were on top of their, hey, thank you. Got an anonymous Facebook user. Thank you for the congratulations. Appreciate that. You know, coming back to what some of my colleagues at work were doing, they couldn't come into work because they were patrolling the roofs of their homes to keep people from burning them down, to keep people from breaking in. And because people were breaking into buildings and dragging people out in the street and beating them, 64 people died. That's the official death toll. May have been higher. The National Guard was called out. And when I was working cleanup for 2 days in South Central LA, which you don't hear about anymore, because in order to solve the Jamie Green. Hey, how you doing, Jamie? Great to hear from you. Oh my gosh. Jamie Green, if you haven't heard that name, that's a name you need to know, because she is the leader, the leading expert in the United States for commercial and industrial solar energy. Jamie is an amazing entrepreneur, amazing professional. And you need to reach out to her if you have any interest in solar. Jamie, it's great to have you here. Thank you for the compliment on the 200th anniversary. But coming back to that environment, just 2 short years after all of this, oh my gosh, the Cold War is over. 2 years later, Los Angeles is burning and eating, and the citizens of Los Angeles are eating each other alive. People are having to stay home from work so they can protect their families and their homes. Where I worked, the management team there said, if you don't come into work, you're fired. They don't care what the circumstance is. We're not going to allow this civil disturbance to play. So there's just these extreme responses. Now, whether that was a response out of fear on their part, there certainly wasn't great leadership on their part. It was part of the reason that I was there. They're having a lot of problems, you might imagine. And that came from the same executive that not too long after that, I was sitting across from his desk and we were talking about morale problems at the company. Imagine that. And he made the famous statement, they're not supposed to enjoy it. That's why it's called work. How would you like to be employed there? How would you like to be part of that team? Well, the problem is most of the 300 people that were working there didn't really want to be part of that team either. They didn't want to see the company fail. We're like, oh, this is just ridiculous. And the rest of that story we'll hold for another time, because the perspective conversation we're having is what I want to continue. So that's 1992. But just 2 short years after bringing down the Iron Curtain, the Berlin Wall. On this day, April 29th in 1852, the first Roget's thesaurus was released. So imagine that. That's 170 years of helping you say the same thing in different ways. More creative words, more impactful words to be able to articulate what we're talking about. When crafting copy for ads, when writing an essay, when writing a blog post, when writing a speech, a presentation, Roget's has been there helping us for 170 years with words that are synonyms or antonyms so that we can have a greater impact, so that we can draw better contrast. A lot of things happen on this day. And think about that. Any particular day, if there's a day that's important to you, what else has happened on that day? Why is it important to you? And what else has happened on a day? And how do those things fit together? Sometimes there's some amazing synchronicity with that. And thank you, Roget's, for the word synchronicity. I appreciate that. But, you know, where things just kind of line up and go, wow, it's interesting how all of this seemingly disconnected things line up. And a lot of times when we're talking about perspective, you know, just a little bit of shift in perspective, you can see that synchronicity, see that rhythm of how things connect that don't seem connected, or how they influence each other that otherwise might not seem like they do in an obvious way, that help you with your perspective, that help you see things differently, then unlocks that creativity that you have. We all have more creativity than we give ourselves credit for. I will never be a great artist. It's just not my gifts, but I've learned I have more creativity if I am surrounding myself with people that help me, you know, shift my perspective, that help me keep a playful attitude on life. That helps unleash your creativity. And hopefully you're surrounding yourself with people like that. You know, this is Friday, and I hope you're having a fabulous Friday. And I want to thank you for being part of our 200th episode celebration. We got a lot more coming, and looking forward to having you to be part of that. Always appreciate your comments. You know, smash the like button when you're watching this if you like it. If you don't like it, put it in the comments. Why? You know, I'm not afraid of being roasted. Your feedback always helps make it better. And again, this is Wolf's Watch 200th episode, and looking forward to sharing many more and having many more conversations with you, because this is 21st century television, live and interactive, just like we were talking with Jamie Green. the queen of solar energy is part of this. And again, Jamie, thank you for being part of our 200th episode. But this is live. Again, this is live and interactive. So looking forward to having future conversations with you. I'm getting tongue-tied. So I'm, before I get emotional, going to move on. Have a fabulous Friday, an awesome weekend, and I will see you on the trail.